Call it the war on cable.
You set up the presidential podium and a teleprompter in a sixth grade classroom. Let's say you develop coups.
We have an entourage script signed by the cast, Donald Trump's cufflinks that are beautiful, a baseball signed by Charlie Sheen.
Join Kathy, Rick, and Paris Hilton on Auction Network.
From cable, you've got General Jon Stewart there from The Daily Show and some private nobody on something called The Auction Channel, asking implicitly the very basic question, what is basic cable? The content providers at Viacom took a real hit from the distribution network DirecTV last week. The satellite service blacked out Comedy Central and some of its lesser-known gems on Tuesday. The battle is over the price of and content of basic cable versus a pricing scheme that allows each user to choose what they watch when they watch it, a total pay-per-view universe, kind of like the parallel universe called online viewing. It's a monster media war, and we're joined now by Brian Stelter, a media reporter for our partner, The New York Times, to help us understand the stakes. How monster is this content war? Because it's about something very, very different than what we've seen in the past, it seems.
It is a unique one. It's significant because it involves 20 million households, basically one in five Americans that subscribe to cable or satellite. And the fight is happening on a new battlefield now because of the internet, because online you can access some TV, some video, and that's a new X factor that is causing new talking points in these fights over how much we should pay for television.
Are we at the point where content providers can bypass cable distribution entirely and go to mobile devices and iPads, laptop computers, desktop computers, and that there's a tipping point out there that really spells the demise of the business model for cable as we've known it?
Programmers don't feel they can completely go online yet, but they see it as an option that is emerging. And for now, they see it as an option they can use as leverage in these negotiations. Viacom is in negotiations now with DirecTV. They've been off now for about 5-6 days on DirecTV homes. And one of DirecTV's talking points is, well, wait a second, Viacom, you put a lot of your shows online, on the internet for free. You give it away. So why should we be paying even more for your channels?
The question that it seems to me is at the center of all this is that cable distributors have bet on a certain kind of passivity of viewers in the sense that they just sit on their couches and they kind of get a bundle of programs and,
right.
It has a lot of their favorites, but then, oh, Myrtle, I kind of like that. That's the Auction Channel. Hey, let's watch that. And so the distributors are able to create hit platforms by putting new things into basic cable, but we're gradually getting to a world where that's counterintuitive, that basically people choose what they want to watch, period, the end, and want to pay for that and nothing else.
That's right. That for a long time, the programmers were able just to tack on more and more channels because of the amount of control they had and because viewers are passive. They like to flip around with hundreds of channels. If we could choose to only have 50 or 60 or 70 of those channels, maybe many people would, especially in an internet age where we're used to getting a customized package of what we want and be able to choose what we want. But the business model for cable is still based on that passive model of giving you everything and letting you go to the buffet and choose. However, in these latest fights between programmers and distributors, some of the distributors are starting to say out loud for the first time, we'd like to be able to buy only a couple of your channels. We don't want to have to buy your bundle. That doesn't mean they're necessarily going to unbundle it for consumers, but it means they're starting to chip away at the existing business model. In the same way that we've seen the internet help to chip away at the books business model and the newspaper business model, we're seeing television start to get chipped away by the internet as well.
So the internet threatens the distributors like Viacom, which have a whole bundle of programs, and the cable distributors who want to do their bundling however they want.
Right. It's on both sides here. And what I think this all foreshadows is the idea that some company, say Dish Network or Sony or Intel or Google, could come out with some sort of product on the internet that gives you maybe 30 or 40 or 50 channels. It gives you a smaller bundle, a cheaper bundle. They could go online. They could sell it to you for $20 or $30 a month, stream it to you via the internet. And that's the kind of disruptive possibility that we can now foresee for the first time. It may not happen right around the corner. It may not happen tomorrow. But now that it's a possibility, it's changing some of the rules that have existed for decades in the cable business.
But isn't it absolutely the case, Brian Stelter, who's a media reporter for our partner, the New York Times, that Time Warner and Cablevision and Comcast and DirecTV, for that matter, could basically email you a checklist where for about 90 seconds you could whip through 300 channels and check yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, and pay for that, and this would all be over, right?
Maybe they could, but it's not in their interest in the same way it is in the interest of Sony or Intel or Google, one of the new companies that come in and disrupt it. Now, that said, if just one of the cable companies comes out with a via the internet package of a smaller number of channels, then maybe everybody else would jump in as well. But no one right now seems to be the first one ready to leap in the pool.
Have you noticed something kind of suspicious, Brian? That mobile device in your hand is looking a lot more and more kind of like the clicker.
It's the best remote control ever invented.
And when that converges, so we'll be talking again, I think.
The chipping away will keep happening. That's right. If we had to make one bet, it would be that the business model will keep getting disrupted. It's kind of a matter of when, not if, at this point.
Brian Stelter, media reporter for our partner, the New York Times, on the latest monster battle on cable between distributors and content providers. And they're both threatened in very similar ways. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.